Thank you. Talk title today is Building Your Event Launch Blueprint. So our normal host here, Eric Erra, is presenting to us today. So in this session, we're diving deep into the exact blueprint for planning and setting up a successful virtual event. You'll get expert insights on the practical aspects of event execution, from choosing the right platform to creating a seamless experience for your attendees. So what we'll cover today is a step-by-step guide to planning a virtual event, choosing the right platform and tech tools, crafting an engaging event agenda, speaker management and audience interaction strategies, and how to create a seamless registration and onboarding experience. So by the end of the session, you'll have a clear, actionable blueprint for setting up your event with confidence and precision. So take it away, Erica, and give us your insights and practical knowledge for doing our event, setting up our events.
Hey, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that introduction. Thank you all for being here. I'm Erica Bates. This is the Virtual Summit Peers Peer Group, and I am going to share my screen and talk through how I host events. And let me bring that up because it is not on here right now. I hate when that happens. So I have slides. I have a presentation to share that I am going to talk over to show how I host events. And the first thing I like to tell people is that it starts with you. A lot of people say that's controversial because it actually starts with your audience, but I say no, it doesn't, because if you don't feel like it, it most likely will not get done. So I had Be Black Friday Ready in 90 days or less. I've had this event set up for over 2 years. I just hadn't felt like doing it. So it didn't matter what audience I had. It didn't matter what sponsors I could have had, because I didn't put it out. So it all starts with you and how you feel. Are you going to be able to move forward with the idea that you have? So it starts with you. I just wanted to make that clear. Okay, so step one in defining your purpose, I want to ask you, have you ever attended a virtual event where you just absolutely enjoyed yourself, you had a great time? And I want to know, what was it about that event that made you enjoy it? Thomas, would you answer that question for me, please? Have you attended a virtual event that you loved?
Yeah, one that gives me lots of information without lots of fluff. So actionable information. And I hate attending virtual events where they go on and on and on and on, and the last, you know, 1 minute of the webinar or the presentation is useful information. The rest is fluff stuff. And you know, some of these people carry on for 90 minutes before we get to anything actionable. And, you know, I think people are onto that and don't like that. So give useful information throughout.
Yes, I can attest to that. I attended a webinar 2 hours, and the guy said nothing. And I was so angry about that I wasted 2 hours with this guy, whom I love, his YouTube channel, but he said nothing on this webinar. So
is that you build them up and build them up and then sell them at the last, but I don't think that plays anymore. So we got to adapt our event strategy around that. Is people don't have 2 hours of time to waste anymore, it seems like. So yeah, I get it.
I mean, I knew up front that this was going to be an event where he wanted to get people in his challenge. I accepted that. It was his list of questions that he said he was going to answer, and I had an idea of what it was, and it was exactly what I thought it was. I didn't actually need to attend, but I wanted to hear his opinion, but it was exactly my thoughts. And I was like, dang, he didn't say nothing. But when I got to collaborate with you, Thomas, you told me stuff I didn't know. And I've been hanging out with you for about 5-6 years now, and you told me stuff I didn't know when you did your 4-part series. And I love that. Also, when I attended El Kersey's event, she told me stuff I didn't know. I love events where I find out things I didn't know. I'm thinking that's the whole point of events. Also, I get to participate. If you ask me questions, if I get to put something in the chat, I love that. Okay, so define your event's purpose. What do you want to get out of having an event? Do you want to build your email list? Do you want to build warm leads? Do you want to sell them into your community next? Do you want to be known as an expert in your field? Stuff like that. That's the purpose of an event. Whoop. Pressing buttons. Okay. So, step 2, research and validate with AI and polls. So, my target audience, at least this is what I feel like my target audience is SaaS founders in a Series B funding round. So you can ask Chet. I like to ask Chet. Chet, if you know my target audience, what is a gap in that market that I can fill for them with a virtual event? Me and Chet will have this conversation. I'll also ask Chet, who is the target audience for my target audience? Who are the target audience for SaaS founders for me? Chat will tell me this information. I'm going to write this down. But later, I'm also going to ask Chat for a poll. And I'm going to ask Chat, could he help me with a DM? Because I'm not just going to take Chat for his word. I'm going to go to LinkedIn because Chat has told me that my target audience is also on LinkedIn. He's told me that my target audience is on Twitter, and my target audience is on Facebook. So I'm going to go to these places, and I'm going to reach out to them by going to the search bar and typing in SaaS founders or just founders. And I'm going to reach out to them via DM, and I'm like, hey, I just did some research, and I want to hear from actual people who have this job title. Is this accurate information? So if they said yes, I'm going to ask them if they would like to join an event like this, and if yes, would you join this wait list? And I'm also going to ask them, how much would you pay to attend an event like this? Like, what would be the price that's too cheap that you don't think you would get value? What's the price that would be too much that you don't think that it's worth it, or you can't afford it, or that you would be opted out of it? and what's the price that's just right? You know, the whole Goldilocks rule. So you can reach out to all your first connections and LinkedIn. You just go to the search bar, put in that title, founders, get your list of first connections, and then reach out to all of them. I've done this before, and I got like 700 people. But you can also create a poll, and you can on LinkedIn, you can create a poll anywhere, but I like LinkedIn. So your options are 3 days or a week. I like a week. And you can put out on this poll the questions that you got from chat to see if it's true, to see if your actual target audience agrees with what chat told you. And if they're interested, everyone who applies, ask them, would they like to join the waiting list for your event? So if they say yes, great. Put them in a waiting list. Give them content on the value they said they wanted. Ask them about who would be a good speaker for this event. Ask them, who would you would like to see as a sponsor for this event? Let them help you build the event that they want to attend because they've already told you they're willing to pay for it. Okay, so you're going to design your event experience. So you're either going to have panel discussions with diverse experts sharing insights. I like two or more people. That panel could lead to a challenge. The challenge is engaging competitions to test skills. What can you build off of from this event? What are they going to gain from this event? So they already told you what they wanted. So either that event's going to be a panel, a challenge, or it can all be in the same event and it's going to work their way up. Workshops, interactive sessions for hands-on learning. Again, what they want, how are you going to show them how to get it, and these are forms. Masterclass, in-depth learning from top professionals. So that masterclass could also be with a panel. It can also be broken up into like a week discussion if you wanted to, and you can meet like once a month if you have a masterclass like we're doing right now. So it all depends on how do you want that experience. So again, remember, what was the best virtual event you have attended, and what did you get out of it? So if you're going to have that, if you want your attendees to have that same experience, try to incorporate it into your own. Okay, step four, assemble your team and tools. You're going to need people to help you with this virtual event, and I recommend having at least four people, so besides yourself. So you're going to need somebody to watch the chat. You're going to need somebody to help speakers find their place and remind them of the time they're supposed to be on stage. You're going to want somebody who can drop hashtags in socials, take notes on the events, and keep dropping them throughout the event on their social platforms that your target audience hangs out. Let them know it's not too late for them to join the event. And you can have one other person to be a floater, to help out other people when needed, because you never know, something might happen. Someone's internet might go out. A hurricane, tornado might come and take out the internet of somebody you're working with, and you're gonna need that extra person to pick up that slack. So you can also have hosts, speakers, moderators, tech support, a marketing lead. I think they have hosts here twice, host and event host and live streaming. Your tech person should be able to take care of that and communications. So, like, where are you going to have your back-end communication? Are you going to have that on the same platform? Do you mind having a tech stack? Here's a tip that a lot of people don't care to opt in to the same event twice. So if you could possibly use an API link, if you could use a Zapier connection, do that and have that hook up to whatever your CRM is. For example, let's say you have an event and the only thing it does is send email reminders, but you think it may be a good idea to also have text reminders, but the platform you're using doesn't send SMS texts. So your options are have people sign up for the same event twice, and I've already said people don't care for that. Your next option is to use that API link or a Zapier connection and hook it up to your SMS service. That way, your attendees only have to sign up for your event once. So a little automation can go a long way. And I dare say, I will not use a virtual event platform if it's not going to send out emails automatically for me that I've already set up ahead of time, because I'm just not going to send out email messages 30 minutes before, 15 minutes before, reminding people. It's best for me, my energy, my mindset, to go ahead and have the stuff already set up and scheduled to go out on its own. I tell you, yay for automation. I am a big fan. Okay, so step five, your monetization strategy, your revenue options. Where are you going to get your money from? Is this going to be a free event? Are you going to upsell later? Let's say you start off with a webinar. It's free. Are you going to sell them into your challenge or sell them into a community? You should know these things up front. And if you're going to have ticket sales, are you going to offer your speakers an affiliate percentage? And if so, what's that percentage going to be? A lot of speakers don't really care for promoting the event, even though they're going to be speaking on it, even though it's technically promoting themselves. A lot of speakers don't care for that. So what you can do is when you offer the affiliate commission, I would say 50% or above, especially if you know you're going to have an upsell later. You can also offer a leaderboard. Whoever sells the most affiliates or, sorry, whoever sells the most tickets and gets the most affiliates commission also wins a prize. And it's got to be something they want. It's got to be something that they're interested in. Again, you can ask them or ask chat and then ask your speakers if that's what they actually want. So what are you going to do after the event? Will there be an upsell? Will there be a course or a membership or some kind of service that you could offer? Your event could be, this is how to do repurposing for an event. That could be a service. Or join the Virtual Summer Tiers peer group, and that's the membership. Courses. You can take this event and then repurpose it into a course. And you can do that easily with a Google, I can't even say it now, Notebook LM, and it uses Gemini. Okay. So, step six, marketing and promotion, pre-event, building anticipation. So, have you ever seen those countdown posts? You can set those up in advance. What you want to do at a minimum is 7 days before. Some people have done 2 weeks before, because a lot of people don't sign up for events until it's like maybe 2 weeks before. So you can have a countdown post. Find out, again, ask chat, then ask the people that you are, is your target audience. How do they prefer their content? Do they prefer text posts? Do they prefer video? Do they prefer audio? Do they prefer direct messages? Again, find a way to get the answers and then automate the service that they want.
Hey, Erica, real quick, can you define what a countdown post is for people that may not know what that is?
Okay, so let's say you're starting from 2 weeks out. You're going to start with day 14, and you're going to say it's 14 days to this event. This is what you're going to get from this event. Each day, give value about what's going to happen at the event. Let it be something that they want to have. Let's say we're hosting an event for SaaS founders. The subject is marketing. We're going to define at least 5 different types of marketing for that event. And we're going to start off with demos. So we're going to explain in 14 days, we're going to have a demo of this product, and we're going to share with you how this information can help your SaaS product, how this demo can help you produce warm leads. So from day 14 to day 13 to day 12, 11, 10, 9, we're counting down to the day of the event. Each day, giving a tip or some kind of value for that event to get people hype and to let them know that it's time is still available for you to sign up.
So basically, you're building anticipation while also reminding the people and giving them a little nugget of information. So that helps build the anticipation for the actual event. So great. All right.
Yes. So you can also do this if you decide to have early bird tickets. You can let them know that the early bird tickets will only be on sale for 2 weeks. So today is April 4th. From April 4th to April 11th, tickets will go on sale, and you can have a countdown timer for that also. I just realized that was not 14 days. From the 4th to the 18th would be 14 days. Okay, so collaborate with your speakers and sponsors. Do a pre-interview. Ask them for tips. Ask them to share what their talk is going to be about. Why should people attend their talk? Make that a video clip. Make that a reel. Put that out on social and let people know that the speakers gonna be here at this day and time and gonna share this value with you. So let it be like a, let's see. I like Netflix, but I don't like to just click on a show and watch it. I like the thumbnail. I like the preview video. I want that for my speakers. And a good way to do that is to ask them, why should people attend this talk? And if you're using Hey Summit, you can definitely add that free video to their talk. Let people get to know the speakers beforehand. So if they get to know the speakers, they get to be a little bit invested, and they're more likely to join. Okay, so I've already talked about the early bird signups, but if you wanted to add a little more incentive, you could also do something like a Viral Loops giveaway or King Sumo giveaway. And the first 100 people who sign up, they get the recordings for free. They get the transcripts for free. They get 50% off their tickets. Something simple. Or you could give physical prizes. But it's got to be something that they want. Like my target audience, SaaS founders in the Series B funding round, what would they want? Would they want to meet more venture capitalists? Would they want to meet ad professionals? Someone who knows how to run Facebook ads? But it's got to be something they want. And a good way to find out, I usually start with chat, but you can always go directly to the source. It's like, what would you want? Okay, so during the event, have a hashtag for your event. Let people know what the hashtag is up front. This is all going down in your pre-event. Have your hashtag ready. And when you tweet it out, let people encourage them to tweet that they are in this event right now live using whatever hashtag you can. Hashtag Virtual Summiteers. We're live right now. Let them know. Screenshots. When they post. Again, have that hashtag, Virtual Summiteers Peer Group, live right now, using a branded hashtag. I've already said Virtual Summiteers Peer Group, and we're live right now. Okay, so capture social proof for reuse. So when you see that people have used the hashtag Virtual Summiteers, you can go back and screenshot on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever your target audience is. You can go back and screenshot those to use as posts later to show off that people had a conversation, were excited and ready to participate, or active in participating in your event. And this also looks good for sponsors because this could be an activation event. So your contest is to say, hey, screenshot what we're doing right now, use the hashtag Virtual Sommeliers Peer Group, and post it on your social. So, and the prizes, you get, again, you can have prizes for this. Let your sponsor know, like, let's say our sponsor is HeySummit. So the most hashtags that we find out there, HeySummit will give a prize for whatever. Post event, encourage your attendees to share their takeaways, give testimonials, and have a call to action for your next event. So don't end your event like right away. Don't just hit that X button and leave. Do it right there and then. Do a deep dive right there and then. What were your takeaways? Do you have a testimonial for why'd you show up? Did you get what you wanted from this event? And then have that call to action. It's like, what's coming up next? Right after we leave here, what's next? Join the Virtual Sommeliers Peer Group. Testimonials. I didn't know that I could use API keys or Zapier to connect my event information. And yeah, use that to promote your next thing. Okay, post-event communications. Thank you emails. Have these set up beforehand. You know you're having an event. You know what your event topic is. You know who your speakers were. Send a thank you for your speakers. Send a thank you email for your sponsors. Send a thank you to your attendees. Replays. Were you giving away your replays for free, or were your replays like a VIP access? So, VIP or not, if you're selling it, send a link to your replays, but have it so it cuts off. Like, this is a reminder of what happened. Like send a snippet of that content, your best content, of course. Send a replay clip of like, hey, the replays are available. There's still time for you to access, let's say, for a year or 6 months. You can also put times on it if you're using HeySummit. Feedback collection. You can also send a Google form. Again, if you're using HeySummit, the feedback collection is already there. I think you can have it also with Zoom and AirMeet. So survey your attendees just in case somebody doesn't want to raise their hand and say, while you're live, what they got from the event. Next steps, an engagement offer. Next steps to join the community. To book a call, to enroll in your program. So do you have something right after this event? Or is it just that part of information and your upselling an affiliate link? But have something after. Even if you are upselling an affiliate, have something just a little bit after that they can get more, because people are going to want to hang out with you more. People are going to want to network with you more, and people are going to want to know the people who you know because you hosted an event. Okay, content repurposing. I love this because somebody likes to read doesn't mean I don't like to listen. So have it so where, you know, what's it called? The 7 to 11 touch points of marketing. You've already asked chat how your audience like to consume their content, but there may be somebody else out there who likes the video, who likes audio, who likes, what are they called? Infographs. So you never know. You might reach a new person because you used your content in a different way. So key takeaways, plan with a purpose. Plan with a purpose. Promote with strategy. Profit with engagement and smart follow-ups. Virtual events build trust and authority when done right. And it is okay to ask for help. I had a hard time with this, but it is very much okay to ask and receive help when you're doing a virtual event. So if you want the full event planning checklist worksheet templates, you can download it for free, and I will drop that in the chat right now. And that is the end. So I am done now, Thomas.
Okay. So we now move to the Q&A portion. And so I'm sure based on all that, there's a lot of questions out there. So let's pepper Erica with questions. We got some time, and I think the live feed cuts off, and we go Q&A for the members of the virtual community. Virtual community. Excuse me. I'm having some challenges too. So if you want to get the rest of it, you need to join the Talk Virtual community, and Erica can explain how you do that. And then let's go to Q&A.
Yes, you can reach out to me via LinkedIn. My name is Erica Bates. Just let me know that you're interested in joining the Virtual Summiteers live or on demand, and I will get you that link for an application or a direct link to the on-demand membership. Thank you, Thomas.
Questions for Erica. I got a few too. So, it's the leading up to things and the marketing. What are the biggest challenges